should just make me do. Look what you just made me do.
I'm going to say she is the hottest woman on the planet, Taylor Swift.
She's beautiful. Because she's about to drop her new album, there's all sorts of little articles and things flying around about her. And, you know, she's 27 years old, and someone put together a list of some of her biggest assets, what she owns.
Right.
And not those assets, Rocket. I'm talking about property. She owns $71.2 million in real estate. If you add it all up, she has 39 bedrooms, 43 and a half bathrooms, 21 fireplaces, 5 pools, 5 bars, and 2 tennis courts over a total of 47,000 square feet. If you put all of her homes together.
Wow.
Not bad, Taylor.
I have one bathroom.
And it's haunted.
And it's haunted.
Trending topics are brought to you by KC RunFest. Get ready to run for your life during the Running Dead 5K. Voted best Halloween run. Get info and register at runningdeadkc.com. A JetBlue flight from Boston to Vegas had to land because of a bird strike, except it took a while. This was a JetBlue flight that reported it hit birds shortly after leaving Boston around 4:45 p.m., and so they had to divert and go back and land at JFK, but they didn't get to land till 7:30.
That's kind of scary.
It is very scary.
A bird can bring down a plane.
I know. My mom's obsessed with that movie, by the way, the Sully movie. Every time we go to New York,
oh, yeah.
Is that where he landed in the
Hudson? I think she has a crush on him.
She does have a crush on him. She loves him. Guys, we have a drug scandal in the world of sports. This time, it's a dog. 4-time Iditarod winner Dallas Seavey is pulling out of next year's race following news his dogs tested positive for steroids.
Yep.
No, not steroids. For a listen to Rocky. Yep.
All right.
It wasn't
there.
Steroids. It was it was like an opioid. It was a pain medication that is illegal in the race. And he, first of all, says that he's not going to race next year because he's very upset about this. He has made videos saying that they're not supporting him. He says, I've never given my dogs any kind of an illegal substance, and he doesn't know what this is about, and he's very hurt that being a 4-time champion, the race people are not backing him up more.
How long is that race, by the way? Like, doesn't it last for days?
That's a long time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Flash, how can there be a mix-up in drug testing? Do you believe him?
He says he's never knowingly given his dogs anything. I mean, it's a pain reliever, and it's legal with a race.
He could have known that it was illegal.
Yeah,
for
he could have gone to the vet, and they gave him something that he thought was allowed, and it wasn't allowed. He didn't do anything knowingly.
Poor doggy.
I know. Game one of the World Series is tonight on Fox. The Dodgers host the Astros. And as we get closer to Halloween, Ranker did a list of some of the best Halloween songs of all time. Coming in at number 5, I love this one, Rockwell.
It seems like this song makes the list since the list came out. This song is old.
I know, but it's kind of creepy when you think about it. At the time, I just thought it had a good beat and I could dance to it. You guys even remember this song?
Oh, totally.
There's a bunch of shoulders involved for me.
Yes, it is. How about this one? Number 4, I Put a Spell on You.
This makes me think of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I put a spell on you.
It's kind of a cute little, fun song, but I guess I don't ever put it together with Halloween. I put it more like a spell on you, like, you know, love. I'm in love with you, yeah. One of my favorites, Ghostbusters. Number 3, this was so huge at the time when it came out.
Didn't he
and all the celebrities
out?
Were in the videos.
Didn't he pay out for, like, plagiarizing or remember the big lawsuit?
I thought someone had to pay him because they used
that's what it was.
A hook of it and something. What was the song? I don't even remember now, but someone had to pay him, yeah. Coming in at number 2 on the list, the classic Monster Mash.
Suddenly, to my surprise, he did the Monster Mash.
And this has been around forever, too.
Yeah, it has. I'll give you $1 billion if you can guess the number one song.
Oh, it's got to be
Thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Gee, how did you know that?
Remember at the time this video was kind of groundbreaking?
It was groundbreaking, and it was very controversial because it was very demonic, according to the people at my church, and I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I was lucky enough to be dropped off at Roller City Skating Rink on a Saturday, and they would show the video in its entirety, so I was allowed to watch it without my parents knowing.
Wasn't there a big story about the guy who laughs at the end?
Well, that's Vincent Price, and I remember when it was on the radio, my dad walked in, and I was like, oh, I got to turn it down, because it was right at that part about the Hounds of Hell, except I messed up and I turned it up, so it goes, the Hounds of Hell!
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show. Wake up, on Mix 93.3.